On April 3rd, 1983, the Sendero Luminoso massacred 69 peasants in a Peruvian village. Terror is at the root of the word terrorism. Is there anything more terrifying than being hacked to death by a machete? You have to give some violent extremist groups some credit for coming up with really neat names. The Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, for instance, with that really cool tiger logo. The Japanese Red Army, ooh, an army. And of course, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF. Maybe that name should be reconsidered. If you have to ask what a MILF is, no, I'm not going there. And then we have the Sendero Luminoso in Peru, or Shining Path in English. The questions come fast and furious. What path are they on? Where does it lead? Is it a torturous path or an easy one? And what are they shining on? A better life? A hidden truth? Inquiring minds want to know. According to the website of the Federation of American Scientists, or FAS, here is what the Sendero is all about. I know it may strike you as odd that I'm citing a science site to talk about terrorism, but this one really is quite good, and I've used it for many, many years. Quote, former university professor Abimael Guzman formed the Shining Path in Peru in the late 1960s. His teachings created the foundation of the group's militant Maoist doctrine. In the 1980s, it became one of the most ruthless terrorist groups in the Western Hemisphere. The Peruvian government made dramatic gains against it in the 1990s, capturing Guzman in 1992 and killing a large number of militants. The organization's stated goal is to destroy existing Peruvian institutions and replace them with a communist peasant revolutionary regime. End quote. As noted above, the Sendero became one of the more ruthless terrorist groups in Peru in the 1980s. In fact, on this day in 1983, it massacred 69 peasants in the village of Lucanamarca. The killings began early in the morning when some 60 terrorists captured and then killed an initial group of 29 men, women, and children with axes, machetes, and guns. In response to many Sendero attacks in Peru, the group quickly lost any sympathy amongst the wider population, with its often brutal enforcement of its rules and disrespect for indigenous culture. And as a result, anti-Sendero patrols, known as rondas, began to form. In March 1983, some Lucanamarca residents who had formed such a patrol captured a Sendero commander, took him to the main square, and proceeded to stone, hack, and shoot him. The April 3rd attack was an act of retribution. Men were separated from women and children, made to kneel in front of the church, and killed. According to one witness, they made us get down, saying, "You wretches wanted to escape, now you've got to be punished." Killing peasants to create a communist peasant revolutionary regime? Does this make any sense? Alas, terrorism seldom does.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.